This is podcast number 5 for the Well-Educated Mother's Heart. I'm Marlene Peterson, and today we're talking lessons from Do Re Mi. My all-time favorite movie is The Sound of Music. I probably have seen it dozens of times. In fact, at the beginning of the summer, our local theater ran a big screen version of it, and I went and watched it twice. Then a couple of weeks later, my family took me to see a live production at the Kennedy Center in D.C. for my birthday. I loved every second of it because every time I noticed something new. Remember that little thing that went around a while ago? Everything I needed to know I learned in kindergarten? I think everything you need to know about educating hearts can be learned in the musical number Do Re Mi. Let me show you what I mean. The first thing Maria did was to tap into a desire of the children, or to awaken a desire. Shall we learn a song to sing for your father? And that's when they said they didn't know how to sing, but they wanted to learn because they did want to sing a song for their father because they loved him. And Maria is going to teach them to sing because it's something that has brought so much joy into her own life. She wants to share the joy. So, step one in the pattern for learning. Awaken desire. I remember being taught about alliteration in school and then working through worksheet after worksheet, identifying alliteration. Although identifying it was easy enough, I thought, who cares? And I hated it. It was decades later that I was reading a passage aloud and stopped and reread it because it sounded so beautiful. Ah, that's why writers use alliteration. How different would it have been if a teacher I loved read beautiful literature first and maybe paused and said, isn't that beautiful? Do you want to know what the writer used to make us feel that way? And then taught the concept. By itself, it was dead and unappealing. So let's move on. Then, let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. Whenever I want to learn anything, do you know where I go first? To a children's book, because I know it will clearly lay out all the basics of what I need to know. It will likely illustrate them so I can see. There's a good chance it will include a story. Pictures and story feed the heart and continue to feed that desire to want to know more. And then I can layer deep from there. If you have older kids, even high schoolers, encourage them to not be too quick to pass up or too proud to read the children's books. I remember hearing a very wise and well-learned man, a scholar, who said this was his method of learning. And in fact, when he needed to nourish his soul and relax, he would turn to a children's books. The beginning is a very good place to start. Next, when you read, you begin with ABC. When you sing, you begin with Do Re Mi. Here she's tying into the familiar. Learning to read by learning their ABCs was an activity they had all experienced, so now they could understand that Do Re Mi was simply an alphabet for singing, providing many experiences to connect to, and then finding ways to connect to that which has been experienced is a key component of learning success. Always be on the lookout for those familiar connections. The first three notes just happen to be Do Re Mi. Sometimes facts are just facts, and you just need to accept them for the time being. The first three numbers just happen to be 1, 2, 3. The capital of our nation just happens to be Washington, D.C. Later, they may learn how Washington, D.C. came to be our capital and how the first three notes came to be Do Re Mi, but for now, we can move forward by just accepting the fact. Let's not get bogged down. Then Maria models all the notes in the scale, Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti, and notices they're not getting it. She's paying attention to their reaction and doesn't just plow ahead to keep to a schedule. Hearing something isn't the same as comprehending it. Comprehension takes time. Let's see if I can make this easier. She thinks for a second, looks for an illustration, and then begins to connect each of the notes to something that is familiar to them. Do, a deer, a female deer, Re, a drop of golden sun, and so forth. Notice the joy on the faces of the children as she connects to things that are familiar to them. First they listen, and then she repeats. Repetition is also a vital part of the learning process. None of us pick up the whole of anything on the very first try. I can read the same book over and over again and each time pick up something new. Or watch a movie, for instance, over and over again, even dozens of times. When I watched The Sound of Music at age 8, I didn't know anything about heart-based learning. But now, because there are new things within me to connect to, I see things that I didn't see before. That's why I encourage you to consider using the rotation schedule. It allows you to pass by the same subjects many times, each time gathering something new. So the next time through, Maria lets them take turns saying just the notes, and she sings the part that's connected to that note. As they become more confident, they join in more until she sits back and watches them sing the whole thing on their own. Pay attention to the fact that they are learning to sing by singing. We learn to do by doing. We learn to swim by swimming. We learn to write by writing. We learn to read by reading. We learn to play the piano by playing the piano, not by studying its parts. My son-in-law loves to play board games, and he's always finding new ones. If he sits down and tries to explain the whole objective of the game and all the rules up front, I'm totally lost. The way I learn to play new games is that we start playing, and along the way, in the time and the moment I need to know, I pick up all the rules and strategies. At first, we take it slow, and then after a couple of times of playing, I'm ready to do it on my own. How much of teaching are you trying to do by explaining rather than doing? And again, notice the joy and variety of the learning process as they march around the hillside and dance around the city as they practice their new skill. Now they are ready for the next layer, that of tools and rules. Now children, do, re, mi, fa, so, and so on are only the tools we use to build a song. Once you have the notes in your head, you can sing a million different tunes by mixing them up. Here is the fruit to their learning. They didn't learn the notes just for the sake of learning the notes. They learned them because now they are going to be able to sing a million different songs. You didn't learn how to read words just so you can read words. Now you're going to be able to mix those words up and read a million different stories. You're going to be able to write a million different things. And she begins to model what she's talking about and has them repeat what they hear her sing. And I can't help but notice the looks of love and adoration the children have for Maria. They willingly follow her because she loves them and they love her. Her love for singing is contagious. I see two principles from Dr. Neufeld's talk. You cannot parent a child whose heart you do not have, and the young seek for something to attach to, and once it attaches, it grows to be like that to which it is attached. Look at all those smiles. Then, more practice, more repetition in a lot of different settings. Look at the creative process unfold. They've been given raw materials and are now organizing it all in new and endless ways. And the learning continues to layer until by the end of the number, they're singing in harmony and confidence. What is the fruit of all that learning? Music changes the atmosphere of their homes. It touches their father's heart and heals their relationship and heals his heart. They now have a skill that brings opportunity and meaning to their lives with all its variety. Their learning has borne good fruit. Now, let's learn Do-Re-Mi curriculum style. Children, today we are going to start learning the 8 notes of the scale. Notice they're not even given a reason or a desire. What I see too often are kids showing up and being handed the day's learning assignment. The first note of the scale is Do. I will write Do on the board for you to see. And now please copy it in your notebooks. Your homework tonight is to copy Do 10 times in your best handwriting. Day 2. The second note of the scale is Re. Will you say that with me? This is how you write Re. I need you to copy it 5 times. Now tonight, your assignment is to write a story using Ray as your protagonist. You will be marked down for misspelled words, by the way. Day 6. The 6th note of the scale is La. This is how you write La. Please copy it in your notebook. Your assignment is to write a 5-sentence paragraph on how you feel about law. Now, I don't know about you, but other than the fact that law is the note to follow, so I don't know much else about it. Certainly not 5 sentences worth, and I actually have no feelings about it. I couldn't care less. I'm afraid some of the writing assignments we give to kids feel just like that to them. And then we say they don't like to write or they can't write. I was talking to my daughter who had a conversation with another mom who was tearing her hair out over her little boy. He had 1 simple little assignment to do. All he had to do was write a 5-sentence paragraph, and he balked and pouted and cried all day long, and she was so frustrated. It was so simple. Why was he being so stubborn? Well, I suspect it was the law thing. Now, children, study these 8 notes you have learned because you will be tested on Friday, and you'll be expected to put them in order. Monday rolls around. Today, children, we are going to begin to learn time signatures. Be still, my little heart. I know I'm exaggerating, but this is how learning felt to me in my school years sometimes. I wish I could find the exact quote, but I read someone say recently that we have built the biggest system of schooling wherein our children spend all their days reading the menu without ever actually getting to taste the food. I think that's a good description. Learning by heart is a joyful experience. I posted a video clip of Do Re Mi in the notes at welleducatedheart.com so you can be reminded of what learning by heart looks like. And just for fun, I included some links to let you compare the mind approach versus the heart approach in learning the twist. And now I want to close today's podcast with the words of an 1805 hymn with some good reminders for well-educated hearts. Know this, that every soul is free to choose his life and what he'll be. For this eternal truth is given, that God will force no man to heaven. He'll call, persuade, direct aright, and bless with wisdom, love, and light. In nameless ways be good and kind, but never force the human mind. Bye-bye. See you next time.